Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Thank you for joining us. Entrepreneurship Made Easy, Kingdom Entrepreneurship Nexus by Reverend Dr. Michael O. Appiah is for those burgeoning businessmen and women who want to discover their God-given potential and unlock their ability to create a successful and fulfilling business. Reverend Dr. Michael is a native of Ghana, resides in Minnesota. A strong accounting and finance background, including a master's degree in public administration, fiscal management, and budgeting, master's degree in business and finance, and a doctorate in business administration, entrepreneurship, and corporate finance. Reverend Dr. Michael is a ordained pastor at House of Glory Ministries in Minnesota and Ghana. He oversees the House of Glory Ministries, prayer ministries, outreach ministries, and financial department. With 3MB Management Consultants, he has helped over 100 churches in the U.S. in terms of church registration and documentation, church management, bookkeeping, and financial management. He's the president of Kingdom Entrepreneurship Nexus, an international organization that mentors and grooms kingdom-minded entrepreneurs worldwide. He's the author of 6 books, including the best-selling book, Entrepreneurship Made Easy, which is now out, and the topic of today's program. And Reverend Dr. Michael O. Appiah is our guest on This Week in America. Reverend Doctor, thank you so much for joining us. Looking forward to our conversation.
Thank you, sir, for having me.
So much to talk about. You have such an impressive background in helping so many people. Let's start with the motivation. What inspired you to start writing, in particular, this book, Entrepreneurship Made Easy?
Okay, it all started during my doctorate research on the impact on African immigrants in Minnesota. And during the research, I find the need to come out with a manual to guide those in business, those who have the idea to enter into business, and this give birth to Entrepreneurship Make Easy. So this is a manual that will help someone to do where to start business and how to become successful in a year or two.
The book,
so that is the motivation, yes.
Yeah, and the book is receiving rave reviews internationally. The book is available, of course, wherever books are sold. Send you to bookstore.dorenspublishing.com, Amazon, all the usual places. And we'll give you Reverend Dr. Michael's website as we go through the program today. I touched very briefly on the overall theme of the book. Tell us a little bit more about what the book is about, the main focus of the book.
Okay, so the book is about making entrepreneurship, the process of doing business or entrepreneurship, easy. So the chapter 1 talk about putting God first in everything that you do. God is the first entrepreneurship or first entrepreneur because he created the world out of nothing. So this is the concept of the book, that anyone have a potential of doing something out of nothing or creating a business out of the little potential that you have. And then the next chapters talk about how to register a business, the type of business you can register. We have a little bit bookkeeping in the book. We have how to market yourself globally using now the social media. We have the temperament. Some people are introvert and extrovert. So if you know your temperament, it will guide you how to manage your business or how to manage yourself. And we have a little bit about savings, the philosophy of the ant, how ants save during the summer for winter. So as a businessman, you have to have the principle of savings so that during bad times, you can stand tall in business. So this is a little bit about the book.
The book is so well thought out and laid out. You mentioned some areas there that so often people enter into business and don't really think about. Social media now is a major portion of what a businessman has to deal with. Saving. Things are going well today. They may not be 3 months from now. And you touch on all of those in the book, Entrepreneurship Made Easy. Our guest on the program is the author, Reverend Dr. Michael O. Appiah. That's A-P-P-I-A-H. His website is Kenux.com. Book available at Amazon, bookstore at Doran's Publishing, the usual places, and we've got all this up on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You can link on directly to his website and get all the information. Is this book, do you want this to resonate with everyone, or is there a particular demographic you're looking for the book?
No, it's for everyone. It's for everyone. As I said earlier on, you see, God created us in his own image, and he created the world out of nothing. And I believe each and every one of us, being a student, an employee, an employer, even a marriage couple, if you use the principles and the values in the book, it will help you to excel in all of your endeavors. So this book is for everyone, no matter where your status. This book is good for you.
You know, I mentioned that all of the thoughtfulness went into this book. Did you work with anyone to solidify the ideas and thoughts that appear in the book? Where did the whole idea for the format of the book come about? Was that you or working with somebody?
Okay, so I would say during my doctorate research at St. Mary's University in Minnesota, my emphasis was on immigrant entrepreneurs. So after my research and after my graduation, I thought it wise that all the resources that I have, I can compile it to be a that will help everybody. So that is where the idea and the motivation came from.
Talk a little bit about your journey. We talked in the beginning about to discover God-given potential and lack their ability to create a successful and fulfilling business and life. How does that relate to you? Were you able to draw on your own experiences and use these concepts to be the success that you are in your life?
Okay. So I'll say I am an entrepreneur myself. I love business and I love doing business. And as a business consultant, I help a lot of people to register their business, help them in bookkeeping, in managing, and in financial reporting, doing their taxes. So I have been in this field for almost 7 to 8 years now. And with my background as a doctorate in entrepreneurship and finance, I thought it wise that there's no manual in the system that will help a beginner, someone who have an idea but doesn't know where to go to rely on. So
yes.
That gave me the idea to compile this book to so that it can be usable to everyone.
Well, this is the nice thing. As you're going through the book, you're right. It's great for a beginner, someone who has ideas but trying to take those ideas and implement them in real life, or someone who is in business now, maybe struggling or trying to get to the point of expanding the business. This book is designed for them as well. The book is Entrepreneurship Made Easy. With us on the program is the author, Reverend Dr. Michael O. Appiah, A-P-P-I-A-H. I'll give you all the website information as we go through our conversation. What are some of the key messages? What do you want readers to learn about this book?
Okay, so the key messages is about the principle of an entrepreneur. Every entrepreneur is a very hardworking. Every entrepreneur is principled. Every entrepreneur must know it so that it is God who gives us the ability, God who gives us the capacity and the idea to make wealth or to start business. So in this book, I relate it to Christians or anyone who believes in God that when you are in business, you should have in mind that it's God who is giving you this ability to start your business. So you should also expand your hands to help others, or you should also reach out to help others. So this is part of some of the qualities or some of the attributes of every entrepreneur. And every entrepreneur, one way or the other, is also very resourceful, because you create business out of nothing. And you create business to solve a problem in the community or in the society. So in quote, this book will help you that if you have any idea to solve a problem, there's guidelines in this book that will help you how to manage yourself. Or we have Kingdom Entrepreneurship Nexus. It's a network of all entrepreneurs that we are starting very soon. That it will be like something like an online school that will help you no matter where you are in business or where you are in life. If you have an idea, we will help you, coach you, mentor you to be successful in your journey.
And that's a very impressive website you have for Kingdom Entrepreneurship Nexus, kenux.us.com. And we'll give you that throughout the program. And it's on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Information on all the exciting books and teaching and mentoring that's available through our guest on the program, Reverend Dr. Michael O. Opia. Let's talk a little bit about, I love the titles for your books. I mentioned you've got 6 books. This is the newest bestseller, doing exceptionally well internationally, Entrepreneurship Made Easy. How do you come up with the titles for your books? Because there's a knack to that. There's a certain gift to be able to succinctly say what the book is about and capture your attention. This one, Entrepreneurship Made Easy, you've got 3 words right there that captures my attention, and you fulfill that that commitment by making it easy because you've got the guidelines there that are proven successful. How do you come up with the titles?
On the title, I think it took me a year to come out with the title, and by the help with my professor, Professor Dr. Samuel Kamara. He helped me to rearrange, and he came up. Initially, I named it Entrepreneurship for Everyone, and he changed it that, okay, let's make it Entrepreneurship Make Easy. So I give him the credit for helping me to rearrange and come up with a simple book title like this. So he helped me review it, edit it, and rearrange it, everything for me. So I give the Dr. Samuel Kamara, a professor, the credit for that.
You have taken these concepts in your own life, have been very successful. I mentioned what you've done personally from an education standpoint, from a church standpoint, from an entrepreneur standpoint. What do you hope readers take away from this book? Because there are a lot of very, very valuable tested concepts, themes in your book, isn't there?
Yes. Yeah, so as I said, the chapter 1 talk about everyone have a potential to grow and to create something out of nothing, as we use God in the book of Genesis, that he created the world out of nothing. And if God created us in his own image and likeness, we have the same potential that God also has to create something out of nothing. That is the chapter 1. And the other chapters also talk about how entrepreneur, the personality of every entrepreneur, you must be innovative, creative, you have to be humble, you have to be trusted, you have to be someone who is hardworking. So all this is in the book. Then we move on to how to register your business. And most people don't know the formation of a business. So this book talks a little bit about it, that we have LLC, that's a limited liability company. We have C Corp, S Corp. We have partnerships, so, and it talks about the benefit in terms of tax, in terms of taxes. Then we have a little bit about bookkeeping. Bookkeeping also help a little bit because most, if you're an entrepreneur, you must understand the difference between asset and liability, your long-term liability and your short-term liabilities and your asset. And what motivates me, or as I said, I run on a consulting firm. We do taxes and accounting. We also have other businesses, and we help a lot of people. My company have been in existence for 7 years, and we have helped a lot of businesses to grow from nothing. So this is something that gave me the idea to come out with this idea or the book.
The book is Entrepreneurship Made Easy, Kingdom Entrepreneurship Nexus, by our guest, Reverend Dr. Michael O. Opia, APPIAH, book available, bookstore at dorrancepublishing.com, at Amazon. His website, Kenux, kenux.us.com, Amazon, Barnes & Noble as well, all the usual places. Are you working on anything at the present time you'd like to share with the readers? You've written so many books. You're so active in so many different facets of the community, church, and business. What are you working on now?
Right, I'm working on the Torah body. So we took the concept of the body of Christ, that we have some of us, we are the eye of Christ. Some are the ear, some are the mouth, some are the hand, some are the leg. So I am putting this together in a conceptual manner as a book, that if you are an employer, you have to identify those who are the eye of your business, those who are the hands, those who are the mouth, those who are the ears, those who have the brain, those who are the legs, those who are the hands. So these are the book, the next book that is coming out. Hopefully by next week it will be out there. And I will entreat each and every body to read it, to identify who you are, whether you are the eye or you are the mouth or you are the brain. It will help you. And I want to put this across that if you are an organization or a church and you need me to come across, you can have my link on the website. We did this experiment in two churches last 2 years, and it has worked. Business-minded people in two churches, and we use the same textbook, the principles and everything to guide them. And now they are successful. All the churches are in Minnesota. They are successful, and they have employed people from the church. And it's also helped the church because, one, the business will pay tight. The owner will pay tithe from his income, and the employees will pay tithe from their salary, and it helps churches or organizations to grow. So my team, we are open for invitation. We are open for anyone who wants to start Kingdom Entrepreneurship Nexus in the church. We will come there and establish it and train, mentor, and groom people who have the business mindset to grow and to help the kingdom of God.
And the website is kenux.us.com, and you can get all the information and reach out to Reverend Dr. Michael there, and that website will be up on our website as well, so you can just click the link and go from there. So often you talk to business people, entrepreneurs, people that are quite busy. They almost become overwhelmed with everything that's going on in their lives. I'm listening to you and I'm thinking, first of all, when do you sleep with all you've got going? And I'm thinking, where do you get this passion? You obviously love what you do. What is it like to be able to help individuals find where they belong in life and be successful, and churches? You just talked about turning around a couple of churches to make them even more successful. Where does this passion come from?
The passion, I am a pastor myself, and I come from Ghana. And as you know, Ghana is a third world country, and there's a lot of potential. There's a lot of brains in the body of Christ. And most people don't see themselves that they can make it in life. So we use our personal experience, we use what others have been able to do to motivate and to help them identify or discover who they are, so that, and when they sign up for the program, we will guide them. Because most people have a divided attention. They want to do everything at the same time. No, we will guide you, mentor you, and make sure that you are the right path through the knowledge that God has given us. And I also have a good team. We have a good team that form into Kingdom Entrepreneurship Nexus. We have a good team, and the team, we have been together for about 4 years, and we groom ourselves to who we are now. So and you ask me whether I sleep. Yes, because of the good team that we have, we have time for family, and we have time for church, and we have time for ourselves. So everything has been structured in a way that we are prepared for the world, and the world should look up to us. We are coming out soon.
Well, it's just amazing what all you've been involved in and the successes, and success as an author as well. It's a special gift to be able to take your thoughts and express them. You mentioned before that doing it in a comprehensive way, an understandable way for the reader. Are there any books or authors that influenced you as a writer?
Yeah, I followed the late Dr. Miles Monroe, and I have all his books. And for the past 15 years, I've been following him, and most of my inspiration comes from him, because I see myself in his shoe, that he was from a country or a background of nothing, but God made him a world-renowned, I would say, coach or business coach. And that is how I see myself to be. And that motivated me that I can also do it. And you see, people's destiny lies on people's shoulder, and that is my belief. Everybody needs a destiny helper. or just a word to change life around. And that is how this book is about. That is how we stand for. Kingdom Entrepreneurship Nexus stand for. We are prepared to change destiny and lives around.
You talk about belief in the true success lies in intertwining the principles of entrepreneurship with unwavering faith in a higher power. Is that the foundation for you, your success, what you and your team are doing so well?
Yes, I would say yes, because we are using the biblical principle. And I will use this quote from one of my mentors, Uncle Spike. I call him Uncle Spike. He say, if you use the biblical principles, you achieve the biblical results. And there are examples from the Bible, principles that people have been successful as from that. We can talk of David, we can talk of Joseph. They all believe in God, and God elevated them. And that is our story, that believe in God, believe in yourself, that God created you in his image and likeness. So you can do it. You can become what God said you can become. And this is our belief.
What a successful career that you've had. In all of the books that you've written, are you working on a biography, an autobiography? Will we get the story of Reverend Dr. Michael here soon?
I would say yes and no, because at times I listen to others and at times I take inspiration from others. So it is a combination of my success story and others. And as I said, we have a team.
Yes.
So at times we brainstorm together, and we by the leading of God, we come up with what the world is waiting for.
Well, the presentation is so effective. This particular book is Entrepreneurship Made Easy, Kingdom Entrepreneurship Nexus by Reverend Dr. Michael O. Appiah. That's APPIAH. Also information on the Kingdom Entrepreneurship Nexus. That website is kenux.us.com. All this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Reverend Dr. Michael, it's been a pleasure. Hopefully we can do this again. So much more to talk about. Congratulations on the success of the books and all of the lives you're touching, not only in the United States, but Ghana and worldwide. Thank you for spending some time with us on the program.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for having me and my team.
It is a pleasure, and I also want to thank King Pages Press, their website, kingpagespress.com, the author's marketing consultant, for arranging our interview today with Reverend Dr. Michael. All of this information is on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. The book, Entrepreneurship Made Easy, information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.